Welcome to Big Shots with Jeremy Bauman and Friends, where we have conversations with magnificent people doing magnificent things that bring joy, inspiration, and encouragement to our listeners while we all laugh our faces off. And I'm actually not laughing my face off this time. I'm close to it. I'm your host, Jeremy Bauman, and with me from West Des Moines, Iowa today is Alyssa Conley.
It's your girl.
Ryan is shaking his head in disgust. But from somewhere in Iowa today, probably Des Moines, is Ryan Pierce.
Hey.
Wow.
That was good imitation there. Very good. Well done.
Hey.
Have you, I don't know if this is like a teenage girl thing, but whenever I call Maddie and whenever people call Maddie or Maddie calls people, everybody, like when they answer the phone or whatever, they goes, hey, like something, I can't even imitate it, but they all do.
I do not do that.
No, that's what I thought. It might be a teenage girl thing, right?
Oh, maybe.
Hey, no. I do that. Hey. I sing it.
But I mean, like when I call her, like that's how she responds, or she calls a friend and they're on speaker, they answer, hey, or they see each other. I mean, it's, I don't know. It's kind of funny. I think it's like, also hear teenagers talk about how they love Raising Cane's chicken. Do you guys?
And I hear everybody talking about how they love Raising Cane's chicken.
It's not good. I'm sorry.
I hear Isaac Rodriguez specifically talk about it.
Well, yeah. he also
likes Domino's
wings. Yeah, so, you know, his
worst.
Yeah, his credit kind of went out the window, you know, several years ago. When
what's
he made
your
that
problem
decoration.
With Raising? Okay. What's your problem with is it because it's not Chick-fil-A? Is that it? It's like
no.
The heathen version of
it's not holy enough.
Fast food
it's,
chicken.
See, it doesn't have a taste. And Maddie's like, well, Dad, you got to use the Raising the Cane sauce. I'm like, but Chick-fil-A or frankly, any other chicken, like it, there's taste to it and it tastes good. Like Cane's, it's doesn't
but
have a taste.
If you could dip your chicken in something regardless of where it is from, why on earth would anybody make the conscious decision not to use a condiment with their chicken? Why?
Yeah, but when you get to be older like Ryan, you got to watch, you know, the extra calories there. So sauces, they've got some extra calories. So that's why, like Chick-fil-A, you don't have to dip it in anything because it just tastes great.
It's just, I dip my chicken in Starburst, so.
What's that?
How many calories is that?
So many calories.
Thanks to Alyssa, which, you know, when I was texting you guys, a few weeks back, the calories in a Hy-Vee fortune cookie, 110. Blows my mind. That thing, it tastes like, it doesn't taste like cardboard, but it feels like you're eating nothing, you know?
Does it taste like a Cane's chicken tender? Like nothing?
It tastes better than Cane's chicken tenders, you know? So, but it's a popular place. There's always people are like, the parking lot is always full whenever I drive by. So, anyway, I digress. Didn't have any plans to talk about Cane's chicken, but we did.
Here we are.
So here we are. Yeah. Listeners, Christmas is just around the corner. And, most of you probably already know, unless you're a first time listener, that Alyssa Conley is the, I don't know what your exact title is, worship director, worship, main worship hooligan, you know, whatever it is, worship leader, all the things at Lutheran
President of Worship.
Worship president. Yes, president of worship.
Executive president of worship.
So it's on her to make sure that worship is awesome during Christmas Eve services, all like 75 of them. So,
and
Alyssa,
if you don't like it, her email is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Give it to him.
Yep. Call her. Her address, we can post her address when we post this online, too. You can drive your house and tell her what you think.
Give them my cell phone number so they can just text me.
Perfect.
That's right. Alyssa, how's it going so far? I mean, I know you guys put in a gajillion hours in preparation and practice and actually, like, doing the things. But, like, how's everything coming so far?
It's
give us a peek behind the curtain.
It's coming together. We should have much of it should be finalized tomorrow as far as like who's singing what and keys and band resources so people can rehearse and prep. And then sometimes there can be like a late add if something specific is requested, like during Pastor Mike or Pastor Jeremy's sermons, and we're happy to accommodate. But that if it is something that gets added, it's usually a later add. So I feel good about where we're at. I'm really excited for Christmas Eve services.
Yes.
Ryan, all 11.
Thank you. Pardon? 11.
It was 11
11
Christian services.
at West Des Moines.
Yep.
Hope West Des Moines. Brian, I think you and I were probably going to ask the same question. How
Probably
many songs?
not.
No.
How many songs?
Yeah. How
Yeah, I
many
was gonna ask
songs?
how many
Oh,
songs?
I don't know,
Yeah.
like maybe eight or something.
Yeah. Is that what we usually do?
Yeah, that's similar
Yeah.
to most holiday,
So
Christmas services.
tell us what time. So tell us a little
So
bit.
we rehearsed for Christmas Eve that week prior, and rehearsal will probably be 5 or 6 hours long. That's a large chunk of what we do. And everything else, just assume that we're here a couple hours before the first service. Yeah.
So when you're looking into, so when you pick eight songs, how many songs do you think you actually listen to before you decide on eight? I mean, do you
For
think,
Christmas, not as
yeah.
many because people don't release a ton of Christmas music every year. It's just not a lucrative
Yeah.
thing, I think, for most like worship artists. So there's only a few that come out with stuff every year. Otherwise, it's like we have this stockpile of older things, some we've done, some we haven't done, and we just try to find what fits.
Yeah.
So.
So it'll be Christmas Song by Dave Matthews plus seven others. That's
Yep.
Ryan, that's my takeaway. Is that your takeaway?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know her email if it isn't, so.
You can text me for sure.
Okay,
Yeah.
thanks.
Yep.
Thanks.
Well, and Alyssa, I know that you always like to solicit ideas from lots of people.
Yeah,
You know,
especially
like,
us.
yes, especially us. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yep. You guys should actually just plan it, because then
Done.
nobody else
Brian,
has
we
to.
should plan our own. Oh my gosh, we should
And
plan
then
our
send it to me
own
so that I just
Christmas
want to see
worship.
it. Yeah.
Planning
Ryan,
center.
let's grab
Give us
lunch.
access to planning center. We'll build it all out. We'll put everybody in. Ryan
My
leads on
gosh.
every single one of them. Jeremy starts in one key and everybody starts in a different one.
Every song. Every
Every
song.
song.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
All right, Ryan, we'll meet for lunch, and this should only take 15 minutes to plan. You know, seems
That's, I
pretty
mean, it
straightforward.
literally
Yeah,
is not
not
much
much
work
work
at
at all.
easy.
Yeah,
Throw
that's
some
right.
lyrics up in planning center and,
Ryan,
good to go.
my gosh.
you and Anna, or Hannah, as I like to call her, you
Yeah.
guys were in KC here recently doing some yoga. Tell us what's
Yep.
going on, like, because you know we talked in the last episode how you know. I do Power Life, and I've done yoga with Anna now a couple times, but I haven't seen you that yet there, Ryan. But you guys, a little Power Life tour. Tell us about
Yeah,
that.
so Anna, I'm really proud of her. She set a goal at the beginning of the year this year to make it to all of the Power Life locations, which Power Life Yoga, they've got, oh man, I don't even remember how many she said, but there's, it spans four different states in the Midwest. And she went to all of them, all of the studios for Power Life. I went to most of them with her, not all of them, but, yeah, I'm really proud of her. For those who don't know, she was sick for a long time and has been battling a lot of stuff that she's never had to battle before. And this goal is a really big one. And she also has a goal of hitting X amount of classes in a year. Also, she's almost there. I think she's got like 27 left, which she can definitely do. So yeah, we're really excited. She hit her last one yesterday in Lee Summit. So. Yeah, it's just kind of a cool thing to do together. We just love yoga, and it's funny because I was asking you to go for months and Alyssa too, but I knew I'd be better at pressuring you to do it. And you said no until Maddie asked you to do it, and then you decided to give it a try. And I'm not retired like you, so I'm not able to go to like the midday classes in Waukee. I have to take my breaks over lunch and fit it in when I can. But one of these days when I get to that ripe old age, I'll be able to kind of set my schedule too. So.
Yeah, ripe old age of Alyssa's age.
Ripe old age.
You'll be going to yoga whenever you want, eating lemon desserts. You'll be living it
Complaining
up,
about
Ryan.
traffic lights and when people put their Christmas lights up and
Cane's chicken.
Cane's
Yep.
chicken. What is it with kids and Cane's chicken these days?
What's Anna's goal for like how many sets
I
doing
knew you were
here?
gonna ask that. I don't remember. I think it's like
Wasn't it?
350.
Yeah, I thought it was like, yeah, 250 or three something.
250 or I
Something
don't
like
know.
that.
She's
You told us,
I know I
but
did.
At least a couple hundred. It was at least 250,
it's
I believe,
lot.
which is
It's a
incredible.
lot more than me, that's for sure.
Is
Like,
is Powerlife a Midwest thing? I don't know.
Yeah. So it
How many
started in
states
Des Moines.
Is it?
It's in four states because
okay.
Kansas City has Kansas and Missouri. So it's Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa. So it's Omaha, Des Moines Metro, Kansas City in the Metro. And yeah, so, but it started here. And then they opened a Kansas City location, I believe. It was the first out of state one. Cause I started going in like 2017, something like that, a couple different times, and then went back here recently. But yeah, so it's awesome. There's like something for everybody. There's something for all ages, strength sets, like, you know, it's just incredible. So
you
and you can
be
Christian
awesome.
And do yoga, so I think that's important to mention as
oh,
well.
Oh, is that a thing? Do people say that you can't?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, because there is some religion tied into it. I mean, it's definitely
meditative.
Yeah, like the Hindu, you know, tie to it. But it's, you know, I haven't had any issues with it because honestly, you know, you turn it into what you want it to be. It's your practice, and so for me, it's meditation, mm-hmm. time with God, and prayer.
Yeah.
So,
I love that.
Yep.
It's great. Yeah.
I love that.
It's like sweating. Yeah. No.
And while you're sweating.
Yeah. I wish, you know, it'd be awesome as if there is a Powerlife next door to a Home Sweet Cone. So you could get a good hard workout in, sweat your butt off, and then go get some Home Sweet Cone. So
that'd be perfect.
Which
I would do yoga.
Yeah. Don't say that.
And I don't do yoga. I would do yoga for that.
This is recorded.
Or if there is AC, if there is a nice lemon dessert place right next door, you know.
For real, any kind.
Yeah, get some lemon dessert, some Starburst, you know, something
some
like
lemon
that.
Lemon donuts? Come on.
Some Werther's Originals.
Werther's Originals. Yeah. I mean, you can't say you don't like Werther's Originals. I mean, who doesn't like those? Now, no one knows where to actually buy them. They just show up.
They don't taste bad in my mouth, but I don't choose to, like, put
no.
them in my mouth.
No one's ever going to, like, choose to, like, get them. But, I mean, you know, it's, I don't know. They're always tasty. They're always tasty. So, yeah. Guys, so we've got, listeners, we've got some new segments coming up here that are the brain children of Ryan Pierce and Alyssa Conley.
Which means he's not taking credit for any of this. So
that's right. That's right. Well, if it goes south, it's your guys' fault. If it goes well, then I
take
credit
for
your fault
for allowing you to do it and for facilitating it. That's
I like this.
So
I like that.
Okay, Ryan, do you have any intro music for Chris for our first segment?
No,
Ryan,
no. Because I told you I wasn't going to do that anymore, and I said that I was going to come back with bits, some stingers.
Yeah, you say a lot of things though.
I do.
In your defense, you
but
know.
At this point, I remembered what I said, and I did say
okay.
that. So,
so our first one, Christmas movie quotes. So
Christmas
Ryan,
Christmas movie quotes. Couldn't help myself. Had to
Christmas
do it.
Movie quotes.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow. Okay,
so Ryan, tell us about the game.
All right, Ryan. Contestants, this next game is brought to you by, I don't know, Contract Transport. If you're needing a driver, if you're needing to drive and you have a Class A license, come see Contract Transport. All right, now, let's see, the first quotes. So what we're going to do is we're going to do 10 quotes, okay? And first to raise their hand, and I'm the judge, gets to answer first. If they're wrong, the other person gets the turn. If neither gets it right, we move on to the next quote. Does that make sense? First two, five wins.
Okay.
Even though there's 10 questions, first one to five wins.
Thank you for bringing that up. So we have a tiebreaker question just in case that happens.
Okay.
Okay.
See.
Okay. All right. Are we ready?
Anyway.
Are your hands ready? All right.
Let's go.
Okay. Faith is believing in things when common sense tells you not to.
Name that Christmas movie?
Yep.
Faith
is
believing in
things when common sense tells you not to. I'll tell you, it's an old Christmas movie. This one's an old Christmas movie.
So
I thought I'd give Jeremy one right off the bat, but it doesn't help.
I'm going to take a stab At
Okay.
it.
Yep.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, that's a really, really typical guess. No, it's Alyssa, do you have a guess? Old
Is it
Chris.
from Scro is it Scrooge? Is it
No,
that?
that's a good guess. It's Miracle on 34th Street.
I haven't
So
seen that in so many years.
never
no,
seen it.
I had my dispatcher helping me find quotes, and she's like, "I've never even heard of that movie." And
That's hilarious.
she's 24 years old. And I was like,
I was just going to
"Okay, yeah."
say,
I was
and
like,
she
"You
goes to
love
King's
that?
Chicken,
You weren't
raising
even
King's Chicken
alive
on the weekends."
when the newer one came out, you know, with the girl from Matilda." So, okay.
All
Good
right,
start.
let's
Good
go.
start. Okay, so
Question
zero
two.
zero still. I might run out of quotes.
You
Okay,
might run out
this
of
one should be
time.
an easy one. All right, we ready? The
Yep.
best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear. Jeremy.
Elf.
Okay,
Yep.
who said it?
Zooey Deschanel.
No.
Alyssa?
No, not
Buddy.
Buddy, nice. Yep. Okay, so Alyssa got the point. Good job,
No, nope, not true. You're a cheater,
Alyssa. Good
Ryan.
job, Alyssa. See, I knew this was gonna happen. Jeremy, you're so type A that if you let anybody pick or control a game, this is what happens. No,
Hey, I
we didn't
won.
establish the subset rule of
This
okay.
is
You said
fun. I
whoever
like
gets
when.
it gets a point. Then you asked another question, Ryan.
So maybe
So,
we both got 1 point. That's fine.
okay,
Let's
you
both
both get one
tally.
point. Okay. If you look for it, I've got a sneaky feeling you'll find that love is
My
actually
hand's
all
raised.
around. Huh?
My hand's raised.
Yeah,
Love
go for it.
Actually. It's
Good
from that
job.
movie.
Who said it, though?
The one where he has like a cool European accent.
Did you say Love Actually?
Yep.
That's a
He's looking it
Christmas
up.
movie? Yes, I
Yes.
am.
It's like the Christmas movie.
Is it Hugh Grant?
Yes, good job. It's well, wait, Hugh Grant is the prime minister in that, right? So,
Yeah. Is it his voice, though, like saying
yeah,
it over the
love
scenes?
actually is all around.
All
If you
around.
would have been there for that sermon a couple weeks ago, they used that clip. I think maybe it was a month ago at Hope.
Yeah,
With the
anyway.
airport clip, you know, where he's
Yes,
like,
so sweet.
very
Can't,
cute.
yeah, I lump, Hugh Grant in the same bucket as I lump Kane's chicken,
Oh
so.
no. Oh my gosh, dude, you literally are the anti-opinion.
You're a
Like
troll.
you okay.
I love Elf.
So what are your thoughts on Hugh Grant in Les Mis? That's my no, I'm just kidding. You probably don't have any, and that's not funny to you. Okay, the next one is I suppose it all started with the snow. You see, it was a very special kind of snow, a snow that made the happy happier and the giddy even giddier, a snow that make a homecoming homier and natural enemies friends natural. What movie? Take a
Not,
guess.
I have nothing.
I'm raising
Yeah, go ahead. Jeremy.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Jeremy. No,
Okay,
that's a
not
tough
that.
one. It's Frosty the Snowman.
Okay, makes sense.
Okay. Let's try
Next
to.
one.
Man, I'm really sorry, guys. This is not going well. Okay. Honey, do you honestly think I would check thousands of tiny little lights if I wasn't sure the
Right
extension
here.
cord was plugged in?
I
Alyssa, your
was
hand
first.
first.
Christmas
No, you weren't.
Vacation.
Oh,
Clark
okay, Jeremy.
Griswold.
And who said
All
it?
right.
Clark Griswold?
Clark
Okay, good
Griswold.
job. Good job, Jeremy.
Alyssa's trying to cheat
Jeremy, you're
now.
doing just as good of a job as Alyssa.
Here's the
Good
thing.
job.
Ryan is looking down as he's reading, so Ryan
I
doesn't know
know.
whose hand is up.
And so are you, Alyssa. Looks like you're cheating, maybe.
I'm
So
not
you're not.
cheating. Good job, guys. We're tied.
Yep.
Three
Not
to
cheating.
three.
Yeah, Alyssa's cheating. Look at her, Ryan. She's looking down.
I'm
Oh,
not cheating.
see?
She's
Yep.
just not paying
These
attention.
are where
So,
my notes are
really,
for my
she's
portion
just
of this
writing.
podcast. Don't ever try
Okay.
to read those notes when she's writing, by the way. She gets very, very defensive.
Yep.
Okay. So, all right, next one. That's one I just did. Okay, I'm looking up. You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Jeremy.
Christmas Story.
Yep, and who says it?
The dad.
Well, a lot of people did.
Okay.
That's
All right.
true.
Yeah, that's true. We can't, we won't do that.
No
We won't
extra
do that one.
credit.
No extra credit there. Sorry.
Whatever.
Okay. Jeremy, you didn't even have it. All right. This one is a tough one. Hold on. I gotta find out where my points are. All right.
I'm pretty sure Jeremy already has five.
I'm really going to need Isaac to edit out a lot of this. Okay. You can mess with a lot of things, but you can't mess with kids on Christmas. Go ahead.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, Jeremy, come on.
Is it from the Grinch? Is it from the
No.
Grinch? Oh.
No, I thought you guys would get like at least part of this. All right.
Give
You
us
can
a
mess with a
clue.
lot of things, but you can't mess with kids on Christmas.
It
I
sounds
didn't
familiar,
help.
actually, but I
Is
don't
it
know.
also from Elf?
Nope. It's Home
Huh.
Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Oh, that makes
Dang
sense.
it. Was that the Donald Trump? Was that his line in that movie? Or I
Yes,
mean,
that's, yeah.
he was in, was it
I
two or
forgot he
three
was
that he
in
was
that.
in?
I
Yeah.
don't know.
It was one of them.
Probably the New York
Yeah.
one. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does make sense, actually.
Of course.
Okay, and then the next one. Can I refill your eggnog for you? Get you something to eat? Drive your car? Yep. Oh, hold
Yep.
on. I'm going to finish it. Drive you out to the middle of nowhere? Leave you for dead? Go ahead.
Yep, I already raised my hand.
Jeremy?
Yep, Christmas
Yep.
Vacation.
Uh-huh.
Clark Griswold having a
Wow.
conversation with Cousin Eddie.
Killing it. That is
That's
Cousin
right.
Eddie. He's not a big fan of Cousin Eddie, but he's very good at being passive aggressive about it. It's funny. Okay. So, Jeremy, listen, this isn't looking good, pal. This
That's
is
fine.
not
I
looking
lost.
good.
I'm not
Five
good
to
at movie
three.
quote things.
Five to three. All right. You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa. Alyssa.
Oh, my hand was up first.
That's
Jeez.
from Elf also.
Yep. Who says
When
it?
he's buddy.
Yeah. Okay. Good job.
Cheater.
All right.
Why am I a cheater?
Wow. We are so
Ryan
close.
is a cheater because my hand was clearly up first. This is being recorded, you know. I'll play it
I don't
back
know.
later.
We'll ask the viewers. Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Now, this next one is for all the marbles. You ready for this? It's tied
Marbles.
up. It's tied
Uh-huh.
up. All
Because you're
right.
cheating.
Get your hands ready. You have such a pretty face. You should be on a Christmas card.
Elf. Ryan.
Hands, hands.
Elf.
Good job.
Oh,
Yeah.
does he say it to the girl?
Yep.
What's her name in the movie?
Oh.
I don't know. I don't
Like
remember.
we just
Chloe.
watched it.
Chloe.
Oh,
No, it's
maybe.
not. I don't think it's
We just
Chloe.
watched it with the kids. They loved
Yep.
it.
What is her name? Okay, anyway, good job, Jeremy
Anyway.
Bauman. Jeremy, good job on your win.
And I get marbles. You said
Nope, you
this one's
get
for all the marbles.
we've signed you up for the Jelly of the Month Club, so
Oh, that's
Starbursts. You get Starbursts of the Month Club.
better than Keen's
Lemon.
chicken for a month. So,
Well,
yeah.
good job, guys. I thought that that was really good considering the fact that my quotes were terrible. So,
You had some good ones in there, Ryan. So they weren't all terrible.
yeah, it's not
Yeah.
bad. Not bad.
Okay, next.
Next game, Alyssa.
Now this is Alyssa's game, right?
It sure is.
Yep.
Alyssa, do you want to introduce this game somehow?
It's just this or that. So I'm going to say two things, and you have to say which one you prefer over the other. But it's like the Christmas edition.
And a
Like, you know
brief
how people on social
explanation.
media, you see those like two sides
Yeah.
of lists and they like circle what which one they like? It's basically
Yep.
that.
Yeah. Let's do it. And a brief
Okay.
explanation of as to why, perhaps.
Brief.
Brief.
Okay. Hot cocoa or eggnog?
Ooh, Ryan, go ahead.
You will switch off. You go first.
Okay, eggnog 1000%. It's so
Yep.
good. It's so good. Now, I
Strong
drink,
response.
yeah, it's, I love it. I mean, I don't have any problem with, you know, which I call it hot chocolate. I don't call it hot cocoa, but I don't have a problem with it. Alyssa just looked at me like I'm an alien. I call it hot chocolate, but yeah,
Okay.
eggnog for sure. Yeah,
Okay.
Ryan?
I would say eggnog also. Hot chocolate water is not my ideal drink of choice. But eggnog, what's the other name for eggnog? Isn't there another name?
I don't know.
Not that I'm familiar with.
Oh man, this would have been really good for the trivia. Okay, there is. One of our listeners will know and answer for us.
Another
There
name
is
for
another,
eggnog.
it's,
Okay.
I'll have to look it up. I don't know. I'm not going to waste our time. But
I'll give the egg.
okay,
All right, go
anyway,
ahead.
eggnog all around.
Okay. Wrapping paper or gift bags?
Which do I?
Giving or receiving?
Does it make a difference?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it
Does it
does.
not to you?
No.
I enjoy opening like a wrapped present, but I'd prefer giving a bag just because I'm lazy. And wrapping presents, I'm actually good at wrapping presents, but I don't like it, you know?
Ryan, are you in agreement?
Yeah, except I'm not good at it either. So I
You guys are funny.
like it looks like I like rolled it up in some paper and then threw like 30 pieces of tape on it. Yeah,
Like
I'm
a
gonna be honest
5-year-old
with, I'm
wrapped
gonna be
it.
real honest with you. I still have my mom help me wrap my Christmas presents for me.
That's
Of
so
course you
cute.
do.
That's so
Of course
cute.
you do.
Well,
I love it.
it's our ability to spend time together too,
Sure.
and for me to sit there and eat her food while she wraps Christmas presents, you know? It's
My grandpa, he would put thing whatever it was in a box, and he would put some like some newspaper around it, and then just wrap a bunch of duct tape around it or whatever. And I mean, it was there. I remember when he stuffed it like with McDonald's like garbage around whatever the actual gift was. I don't know, but anyway, he's
So
dead.
was he around during the Depression?
Probably yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So
he
that
would
would
have
make
been. Yeah,
sense, right?
the
Yeah, it was
McDonald's
a different
garbage.
time. Yeah, McDonald's garbage was big back then.
Yes.
Gosh. Okay, guys, ready?
Hasselhoff in
Yep.
Europe. Yeah.
We said short, so go ahead.
Yep.
Colored Christmas lights or white Christmas lights?
Like on a tree or on your
I don't
house.
know. It's just the this or that, man. You just have to decide, or this game is going to take 5 hours.
LED permanent or are we talking like
No follow-up questions are allowed in this game. You guys, colored
Ryan?
lights or white lights?
Okay, I'll say white lights. It's timeless, elegant. You can't mess it up. Colored lights are really easy to look tacky.
I'm gonna say the colored ones. Yeah, I think white just it's the
Tackier the
same
better.
thing.
Jeremy's like, give me all that tack.
Yeah, it's
That's
so
right. I
funny
would love to
because
have
he's
a
like, before Thanksgiving, no tack. After Thanksgiving, all the tack in
all
the
the
world.
tack. 100%.
All the tack.
100%.
Okay.
Alyssa's trying not to
This
laugh.
is a callback from a prior episode. Hammer turkey.
The last episode. For what? Hammer
For
turkey for
what?
what? I mean,
No,
just like
no,
lunch.
no. Singing, Jeremy, for singing Christmas carols, which should you prefer?
Lunch meat, Christmas dinner, you know, I mean, like, what's the context?
Jeremy, just answer the question. You're
You're
on mute,
muted,
Alyssa.
Alyssa. You're muted.
He's screaming at the
Alyssa
screen.
keeps messing with her mic.
You are not allowed to ask follow-up questions, or we will just end this part of the game.
Alyssa will sign off. She's done it
Hammer
before.
Go ahead, Ryan. We already
ham,
know your answer.
obviously. Ham's an easy one.
I
Yep.
mean, okay,
Juicy.
then I'll add my answer to my own question. I mean, outside of Thanksgiving, ham. I would say ham.
Okay.
Yeah.
Honey ham or spiral
I
honey ham?
mean, whatever, honey, you know, whatever.
Okay, building a gingerbread house or making Christmas cookies?
Eating Christmas cookies.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I would say making a gingerbread house is more fun than making Christmas cookies because Christmas cookies, there's only so much you can do. With a gingerbread house, you can really, like, if you have a hot glue gun, there's a lot you can do with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you could
Yep.
do like multiple, you turn into an architect, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, I'm a simple man, and I'm gonna say Christmas cookies, you know? I mean, just make them and eat them. I'm no
Also, you can't eat
architect.
the house if you've
That's
super
right.
or hot glue gunned it together.
Right.
I
That's
mean, you can
right. You
eat
just
pieces, but
keep them. You
it'll
keep
be the
them in
last
a
house you
room in
ever
your
eat.
house, and you make a little village every year.
And just leave them lefties? Yeah.
Let your dogs eat it. Yeah.
Yeah.
With the
Okay.
glue. Okay.
Red or green? Red or green? Like the holiday color, like
Just
wearing it, whatever.
Jeremy, one or two.
green, my favorite
Red.
color.
Red, my favorite color.
Okay, house divided over here.
Poor Christmas, Ryan.
Christmas pajamas or Christmas sweaters?
Now it depends on what when I'm am I wearing
Jeremy.
that? Am I
Jeremy has his
wearing
favorite Christmas teddy that he wears every year, and
I mean if it's just for fun, I don't know. I don't know.
It's just for
I've got some
fun.
good, I got some good Christmas sweaters and Christmas pajamas to wear, like tacky things. So
Yeah, we're not asking that, Jeremy. We just
I'll
ask what you
say,
prefer.
yeah, I don't know. I'll say Christmas sweaters. Brian?
If they're footy PJs all day. And if they have the butt flap, even better. Oh.
Okay, real Christmas trees or like fake ones?
Fake. I'm a simple man.
I think a real one is awesome, but as an adult, fake all the way.
I've
Because
never
you don't
actually
have to
had a
clean
real
it
Christmas
up.
tree.
Honestly, I don't even really take them down. I just carry them down to my storage room and leave them up all year round down there. Like I have a corner in my storage room where I just leave it up. You can laugh at me, that's
It's a
fine. I guarantee
forest.
you there's so many people that do that, not just me.
Okay, ready?
Oh my
Yep.
gosh. Now I feel
The
insecure.
Grinch or Buddy the Elf?
The movie?
Oh my,
Movies?
the
The
character,
man. The
the
characters. Oh,
person.
okay. I'll say Buddy the Elf.
The Grinch easily.
Grinch needs Jesus real
Grinch
bad.
needs Jesus. Oh my gosh, I just saw, I'm gonna tell you about this real quick. I just saw a video, you know the TikTok videos that are like the enemy thought he had me, but Jesus said you were mine. You know, where they cut from like the old videos of them partying to them in church praise. So this church did one where they it was the Grinch and he runs around like stealing presents and stuff, and then it cuts to him like praising God and then or like running the board for production. Like it was hilarious.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
You should
it
send that
was.
test. I want to see it. We
I will
watched
send it.
the 2018 or some year most recent cartoon adaptation last night, and I for sure fell asleep.
Was it good or did you fall asleep
Yeah,
because you were tired or?
it's so cute, but I was snuggling Benji. He's like a little
Oh,
space heater.
buddy. That's right.
Okay, ready? Building a snowman or decorating your Christmas tree?
I would say, okay, what was it again?
Building a snowman or decorating your
I would
Christmas
say
tree?
building a snowman. I do not like decorating Christmas trees. Plus, we don't really decorate Christmas trees in our house because we have a cat and our cat loves to de-decorate the
Mess with
Christmas
them?
tree.
Yeah,
Yep.
of
So
course.
we put a
can you hear
little
me
bit.
now?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay.
All right.
Christmas tree for me. I despise the cold more than I despise anything. Christmas tree. So yeah.
Even those stoplights?
I would rather have West Des Moines stoplights for my whole life than be cold. Yeah.
This or that.
How about
Okay.
raising canes or be cold?
Raising canes.
You guys are
Every
so
meal of my
heavy.
life. Yep.
Wow.
Okay, I know you
My.
don't like the cold, so this next one, maybe you're like neither. Ice skating or sledding?
Sledding for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Ice
Yeah.
skating.
I've never been ice skating.
What?
Yeah, never
Okay,
been ice
drum roll,
skating.
please. Last one. Playing games with your fam or watching Christmas movies with your fam?
Ryan?
I
Ryan?
would say I like playing games, but it gets heated, so I would say probably movies.
Less arguing.
Yeah.
Good.
There was one year my brother Sean, we were playing spoons. Have you ever played that game before? Where it's like musical chairs but with spoons, and you put the spoons in the middle of the table and then you have cards, and then if you
Oh,
get like three or
yeah.
four in a row or whatever, then you take a spoon and the person that doesn't get one. So one time Sean didn't get a spoon, and so he like jumped across the table. He and I were fighting for it, and I yanked it out, and then he slams his arm on the table and stomps upstairs to his room and slams the door. And that was like last year. No, I'm kidding. That was when we were kids, but we have a little bit of a competitive bone in us that's just very doesn't really bring out the holiday cheer always, but it can be fun. But I like, yeah.
Alyssa, I think we need to go spend some time with the Pierces when they play games. That sounds like it'd be fun. Just sit there and
It
just
sounds
eat
like it'd
popcorn
be
while they.
super fun. But I would want to participate. Can I eat popcorn and play spoons? Because that
Yeah, as
sounds
long as
like a
you
hoot.
also stir the
Let you
pot.
in?
We
As long
could
as
be
you
the
stir the pot.
instigators.
Yes.
Alyssa, we
Yeah.
could
You
be
have
the
to get
instigators.
involved. All right. When's
For
Christmas,
sure.
Rye Rye?
December 25th this year, I believe.
All right, Jeremy and I will be there. Turn.
This year.
Okay. Is that the last one?
That's it. That was the
all
last
right,
one.
That was good. Who That's won?
Fun. You both win. Always.
Man. All right.
All right.
XOXO.
I love star. It. One final segment here. Also organized by Ryan Pierce. Go ahead, Ryan. Mm-hmm. What we got?
It's you, boy.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, yeah. We've got a game called Christmas or Nah. So this game is there's going to be two contestants, and I'm going to ask true or false. I'm going to make true or false statements. You have to tell me whether it's true or it's false. Okay.
Okay.
And I don't think we're going to keep score. I'm just going to do it. Okay. So buying all the gifts from the 12 Days of Christmas song would cost you a lot of money. The most expensive being Swans a Swimmin', which would be around $12,000. True or false?
False.
True.
It's false. It'd be around $6,300.
Well, inflation, Ryan, that was written years ago. I mean,
oh yeah, know. No, this is the 2024 list. So we surveyed thousands of people across the country. So
as it
survey says. Okay. When the candy cane was originally invented in Holland, it was made into a J for Jesus. The red stripes symbolize his blood.
No, false.
False.
Okay, that's correct. What's false about it?
The symbolizing of Jesus' blood?
Nope, the candy cane was invented in Germany, and it was made into a J for Jesus. The red stripes do symbolize the blood.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
I will never look at a candy cane the same way ever again.
Yeah, we Americans have just done a really good job of commercializing it.
Did we fact check?
Yeah, no, I fact checked myself.
All right, cool.
That doesn't. Yeah,
that's cool.
Okay.
Very interesting.
True or false? Black Friday is the busiest shopping day of the year.
Probably true.
True.
False.
I bet
it's Cyber
false,
Monday.
Yeah.
The two busiest days of shopping are the 2 days before Christmas.
Because people are like last minute people.
Can you guess which gender in this study is shopping more the last 2 days before Christmas? Can you guess, Alyssa?
Men.
It is men.
I wasn't going to say it.
It is men. Yep. Yep. Again, we got to fact check this though, so I'm not for sure.
I'm gonna go shopping and then come lead worship on the 23rd. So
perfect, just to mess with my numbers. Yeah, that'd be great.
100%.
Okay, true or false? Jingle Bells was originally a song about Thanksgiving in 1857. It was also the first song ever played in space by astronauts.
False?
A little 2 for 4, yeah. Which ones is it? True or false or both?
All of it seems false.
I'm gonna say true.
Just for fun.
Because she said false. So
yeah. It was originally written for Thanksgiving in 1857.
Jingle Bell Rock?
Jingle Bells.
Oh,
the song
but
Jingle
still,
Bells was
way,
originally
jingle,
written
jingle bells.
For Thanksgiving. And it was the first song ever played in space by astronauts. Walter Shearer Jr. and Thomas P. Stafford played that song in space.
Of course.
This is a fun one for you. Alyssa is looking at the sky like there is no way that
singing,
most of this stuff
I'm
is
singing,
real.
I'm singing all of the Jingle Bell words in my head, and I'm like, why would that have ever been a Thanksgiving song?
Well, because if you think about it, back in the 1800s, the winter season came earlier than it does these days because of, global warming, the invention of the internet.
Climate change.
The invention of the internet.
Okay, all right.
Public schools, Okay. All right. So the next one, Paul McCartney earns $400,000 a year from his wonderful Christmas time song.
I mean, that's probably false because it's got to be like 18 times as much.
It's not. It is. It's true. And he makes $400,000 a year, and it's still widely regarded as the worst song ever recorded.
I don't know. Dun, 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 Mariah Carey.
What?
You know.
All I
Are you
Want for
saying
Christmas?
that
Are
All I
you?
Want for Christmas is You is
Oh, I
Back, the
went
Christmas
there.
song?
Dude.
Well, no, I think the worst Christmas song is actually Little Drummer Boy.
Oh,
But
yeah. That's a terrible
I
song.
mean, pa rum pum pum pum. Like,
Wait, do
I.
you okay, but do you like
For King of
For
Country's
King of
version?
Country's version?
Yes. I think that
Okay.
is actually one of my favorite renditions of any Christmas song. 'Cause
They're
it
saying if
just.
we did that here, you'd be quite pleased.
Oh, I've seen us. We've done that before. Yes.
Did it 2018 at the Well. You remember, were you there, Alyssa?
I was there.
She had
I'm
that
talking
platinum
about
blonde hair,
if
remember?
we did it now.
Remember
Yeah,
that short
that
platinum
song
blonde?
kills. Which the
It's
irony is,
so fun.
I'm not a big For King and Country fan either. But that song
I don't
kills.
understand that either. It's okay. All right. Anyway,
They're
I
so fun
digress.
to watch. Okay,
Paul
yes,
McCartney
next.
wrote the worst song ever, had the worst song ever recorded. I think that's funny. I'm a huge Beatles fan, but I
I love
also
it.
really dislike that song.
I also
Okay.
love all Christmas songs. I don't care.
All Christmas songs now.
Yeah. Find me one that I don't like. That'll be your home. That's your takeaway after we record. This is your takeaway. Find
What
me a
about We
Christmas song
Three
I won't like.
Kings?
I like it. People
Hey,
do cool
see,
versions of it all the
your
time.
phone is going to be blowing up.
Good. I
So,
can't wait.
yeah.
Especially
Can't
after we
wait.
post your number on
Yeah, good. Send them my way.
Facebook. Yeah.
Come on, everybody.
Okay, let's see the next one. Okay,
Yeah.
I'm going to just ask you a question. In 1980, the highest selling Christmas toy was $1.99 and now retails for $10. Do you know what it is?
In 1980.
1980, the highest selling Christmas toy was only $1.99 and it now retails for $10.
Is it
1980.
like an Etch-a-Sketch?
Ooh, it's a really good
Ooh.
guess.
Or
It's
Light
not
Bright.
not at all like an Etch-a-Sketch,
Is it
but
a
you're like,
light? I think Light Brights are more than that now. Is it Light Bright? It's not, is it?
no, it's more than
And I know
that.
Slinkies aren't $10. I think they're like $4.
Right.
Etch-a-Sketch, that's a great guess. That's, yeah. I
I
don't
don't.
I'll give you guys a
Slinky.
clue with my hands, okay?
Okay. Oh,
Rubik's
Rubik's
Cube.
Cube?
There you go. Yeah, Rubik's
10
Cube.
bucks for a Rubik's Cube?
Yep.
Wow.
What
Yep.
game is that where you do motions and people have to guess your words? Pictionary? No.
Oh yeah, no, it's not. Is it
Pictionary is when
Pictionary?
you draw a
Pictionary.
picture. What's that game though, where you act something out and people have to guess the words?
Oh man.
Mime. I don't know.
Oh,
Okay, we digress. Sorry.
digress.
Yep.
That's okay.
We should play it sometime. That'd be
That's what we do
hilarious.
here.
We digress always.
We digress. What
Okay,
we
so
got?
the next one, the ancient Greeks considered the mistletoe, which is probably, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not doing this one. The reason we give presents during Christmas is to symbolize the gifts given to Jesus by the three wise men. True or false?
True. Well, I'm going to say false, and I'll tell you why. Well, you tell us what the answer
Don't
is,
tell
Megan.
me why you say false.
There's no evidence that there were three wise men. We just know that there were wise men. The Bible does not say there were three of them. People assume because they came with three gifts. Therefore, your statement is false.
Okay, Alyssa.
Yeah.
I don't know why we give presents.
Okay. Well,
I don't have any idea.
it says true. Okay.
I would say true if it said the wise men, but there's no
Or
evidence
wise
that there were
people.
three. Correct. Well, I think it did say wise men, but yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
Digressing again.
Okay. The Xmas is an abbreviation for Christmas.
Yes.
True.
True.
False. It's
You're
not
false.
abbreviation. It actually stands for Chi, meaning Christ, or Chi or Chi, however you say in Greek.
Hi. Yeah.
Chi means Chi, Christ in Greek. So X means Chi, which means Christ. Xmas, Christmas. That's where Xmas comes from. Not actually an abbreviation. Pretty interesting, if you ask me, which I do. Oh, here we go. The first batch of eggnog originated from medieval Britain's drink posset, a hot, milky ale-like drink. That's just a fact. That's true.
Okay.
Okay. All right. One
Okay.
But one more.
Well done, Ryan.
Can you handle it? Okay, who was the first president to put up an official White House Christmas tree?
This isn't a true or false question.
No.
No.
We changed the game, Melissa. Were you not? Were
We're
you
changing
back?
gears. We're true. The answer is true.
Yes, I have no
I'm just
idea.
Abraham Lincoln.
Franklin Pierce.
I forgot he was
How could you ever forget that
president.
Franklin Pierce was president? That's my uncle you're talking about.
Your
What year was
uncle.
it? Huh?
When was it? What
Oh,
year
I
would
don't
that
know.
have
You'd
been?
have to ask these people. I think it's the Today Show that made these.
Greg Melvin. He did it for us.
Shout
Craig Melvin, yeah. Okay, so that's the game, guys. Hope you
That's the
had fun
game.
playing whatever game that was, Christmas or
That was
not.
fun. Those
Good.
games were fun. Well done, guys. Well done.
Franklin Pierce became 14th president. He was president from 1853 to 1857.
And then Abe
George
Lincoln, was
Bush.
he right
George
after
Bush
that?
is not American. He didn't put up a Christmas tree.
It took 14 different presidencies for them to throw a pine tree up in
Wait,
an
you're saying he
office?
was the last one to put one? Wait, did I say he was the
No, the
last
first
one? You
one.
said he
You
was
said
the
the
first
first
one.
one.
But it took
Man.
14 different terms of presidency,
But when did
people.
Christmas, but when did Christmas trees become a thing, you
When
know? I
Jesus
mean,
was born,
one moment,
obviously.
please. Fair, Ryan, fair. Yeah.
When did
Melissa's
Christmas
looking.
trees become a thing? And I quote, "The tradition of decorating Christmas trees began in the 16th century in Germany."
So
Yep.
that would have been,
So 1500s.
for those listening,
Well,
a little after Franklin,
oh,
a little
get
before
this.
Franklin.
1851, Christmas trees began to be sold commercially in the US. 2 years
There you
later,
go.
homie's president. He's like, better get a tree.
Yeah, you should retract your condemning of Franklin Pierce,
Yep.
AC. I
Well,
mean,
he's done a lot
you
for this
know,
country. You
you're
don't
ripping on
badmouth him.
him.
You get that
He
name
didn't
out of
do
your
anything
mouth.
wrong.
It says sold commercially, but people could have been out in their yards chopping trees, putting them by their fireplaces
You know,
since,
Clark Griswold
1802.
was. You know, Clark
Yeah.
Griswold was cutting his own tree down.
Like Franklin Pierce is getting a raw deal. That's all I
He
know.
really is,
So,
man.
yep. I feel for your uncle, Ryan.
Thank you.
I feel for your
Tough
uncle.
time. Tough time for all of
Guys,
us.
that was a fun Christmas episode. At least I had
That was
fun. You
fun.
guys have fun?
Yeah, that was fun.
I had a little bit of fun, yep.
Well then, hopefully our viewers will have fun, you know, listening to it. So, yeah.
Maybe.
Okay.
All right.
Guys, Mewi Quithmeth, even though we're a little ways from Christmas yet, but
Don't say
Mewi
Xmas.
Quithmeth anyway. Xmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Chymas.
That's that too. That too. All right, listeners, you know the drill, the ratings, the stars, you know, all of them. And tell Home Sweet Cone and tell PowerLife to start sponsoring our podcast. I mean, we say a lot of good things about those guys. I don't think Franklin Pierce, he won't be sponsoring it after Alyssa's take on him, but
No.
you know, whatever. Maybe
Nor
they'll
will
gain his
his
chicken, I
family, I
guess.
can tell you that much.
That's right.
We do talk about Home Sweet Cone every single podcast.
Probably as much as
Yep.
we talk about hope, honestly.
Yeah,
Could be.
100%.
What, yo, this would be awesome. If there's a Home Sweet Cone like in Hope, like now that would be
Oh,
Lutheran Church of Home
boy.
Sweet Cone, or maybe church inside of Home Sweet Cone. I
The
mean,
surrounding community would love that, I think. I think,
I.
it would just really help a lot.
Yes, it
What a
would.
community builder ice
Yep,
cream
that's right.
shops are.
Absolutely.
What
Really hits that mission,
else?
Jeremy. Good job.
What else invites people in like ice cream, you know? So,
Nothing.
exactly. Ice cream and yoga simultaneously. That would be a mess. Oh, that would be really messy. Yeah, too hot. Yeah, so.
Lots of feet and ice cream put together.
And on that note,
Feet and ice cream.
for Ryan Pierce and Alyssa Conley, I'm Jeremy Bauman.
We're friends.
And we're
Also a
friends.
friend.
Maui, Maui, Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry.